Another number?
Thank you.
Thank you. I look over this group and it takes me back, you know, because I think I was thinking it's about 65 years ago that I attended my first hymn sing. And it was in Montreal, and I think some of the hymns were the very same ones. And I've been coming to hymn sings ever since, but it kind of illustrates the gap between me and you. I've been on the road a long time, and you're just really getting started. But I hope that I may have one or two things to say that will strike home to you, because it's what I have to say is obviously from the Word of God. That's the only textbook that we basically use. I want to I suppose there's a marker here. So, oh yeah, there's a few. Good. I got all kinds of colors.
Please be careful to that may be a bit precarious.
Oh yeah. I'll kind of hold on to it as I let's see. Pick a color that I like. I need a better, more substantial blue than that. I'm thinking of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, which is a pretty well-known verse. And it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now there are two aspects to that. And thank you, that's more substantial. One is, I like it to be, make a bolder mark. One is our gospel testimony. We'll make that number A. We often hear about the testimony about the gospel because it's a testimony, it's a reflection of what we have received. It's what we know about the Lord Jesus and his work at Calvary and his grace towards us. And then it's the communication of it to others. That's the testimony of the gospel. But there is another test. This other second testimony has to go hand in hand with it, and we don't very often speak about that to the same level. It's the life that we live and the way we appear to others that bears a consistent testimony with the truth of the gospel, and I believe that is very important. Something that I would say it took me a long time to learn. But I kind of figured that out, that there are some attributes, some aspects, some characteristics of our life as it's lived day by day that are quite fundamental to the way we appear to others with whom we come into contact. And I'm going to draw a big square here. It'll be more or less square because I'm not an artist. I just can make things that look sort of square. And if I put inside that the Lord Jesus, because he is he's the source of everything that we have that is spiritual and it is eternal. He's the reason why we have all those things that we have. And so he has to be in us first before we can bear a testimony for him, obvious. So I put it inside the square. But what are the things that are around the edge of the square that we can display? First of all, I don't want to minimize the fact that we have a display characteristic involved in the gospel. Letting our friends know about it, letting our acquaintances, letting our relatives know that what we believe, so that they can have the privilege of knowing the same Savior as we do. That's fundamental. But there are things around that fan out from our knowledge and awareness and our personal rapport, personal relationship with the Lord Jesus that are absolutely very vital. And what I want to do is pick different colors here that I believe that the display of love is one of those ways that we can demonstrate our the faith that we have. And that is, I don't mean to detract from what the gospel is. The gospel is going to be the expression of the love that's in our hearts. It's going to be, because that what motivates us to present it to others. But there are other ways, many other ways, that we can display the love that Christ has put in our hearts towards other people. And that will have the, I believe, if it's done, that will have the effect, that will be, have the effect of making our lives a testimony to the person we trust in. And so that love is, if it shines out from us, it might be in a simple thing, like, do you ever visit somebody in an old folks home whom you have an acquaintance with through your folks or through the assembly or another way? Did you ever go and sing for them as a group maybe? Did you ever go and bring them a verse of scripture that you've enjoyed? Did you ever? I mean, this is just one thing. What about if you have a friend at school that you know is under some kind of stress or trouble or have a problem in their lives? Do you kind of reach out to them because you love them, because the love of Christ is in your heart, just to show them that you're a person who cares and you want the best for them? Do you ever show some kind of kindness to your brothers and sisters? I mean, we all have, I can remember the bitter feelings I had about my brother. He was, I could just beat him into the ground whenever I got the opportunity. But you know, the ultimate, the end of it all was, I love my brother. And I think that is true of us underneath. We all beat up on our brothers and sisters. I know that. But let anybody else attack. Let anybody else come at them. And immediately the family relationship kicks in, and it's very strong. And I think that that's just the love that is there. And do you ever say, do you ever let them know that love is there? Well, it's something you can do. Well, that's just one of the things. The second one I want to put down here is honesty. You know, we're in a time of in this world where honesty is all relative. It gets fudged. It gets slanted. It gets distorted. It gets abused. Honesty is basic and fundamental to our Christian testimony. And it means that we don't cheat on taxes, ever. We don't cheat on speed limits, and we don't, and it could go on with a long list. It's a case of being honest before the Lord, who is watching everything, about what we do and we say and how we act. And that will be a reflection then of Christ in our hearts to other people. We will get a reputation for being honest. If you have a reputation around where you work for being always honest, never cutting corners, never cheating the customer, never fudging, never lying, then that will be a real mark in your favor. And if they also get to hear that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will reflect well on our Savior. And the third one of these quarters is the Word. I just put it in over here in the space. Think ahead and leave room for it. The Word of God. And the trick is to apply the Word of God in every practical situation that you confront in your lives. to use the principles that you've learned. But that means getting them into your head and your hearts first to be able to apply them. You have to know the truth before you can put it into practice. And so it's getting into the Word of God and learning it so that it can be reflected in your lives and be brought to apply in the situations that occur in your lives. And there are countless of them, and they're all very important. And the final one is that I want to put here is giving. Now this, I say, it's pretty obvious that giving of your substance, giving what you have, to be generous with whatever funds the Lord puts into your pocket or your purse, and being using it to be a benefit to others. This is fundamental. But there are other ways. I just highlight the idea of giving of yourselves. You don't always have to have pay for what you do. You can do things to volunteer to be a help to somebody else. And you can enlarge. It's a very rewarding thing to do, to be involved in some kind of a volunteer activity, whether it's anything formal through an agency or through a service or through school or whatever. But even when you just do it because you know somebody needs your help, and you just go and help them, and you don't have to. And you're not looking for anything in return. It's just because the love is in your heart and you want to be a help. You want to be a helpful giver. Now, I'm just going to tag on here to each of these a verse that comes to mind. You don't need to turn to them. The first one, in connection with love, I say, 1 Peter 1:22 says, "See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." And I think that's the scriptural basis for it. The honesty one, Romans 12 and 17 says, provide things honest in the sight of all men. The word says in John 5:39, now this was the Lord talking to some Pharisees that came to quiz him about what he believed. And he said, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Those Pharisees thought they were doing the right thing by having the Old Testament scriptures. They had all the knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures, but they didn't have Christ. And the Lord Jesus says, they actually, if you pay attention, they testify of me, the Savior. And so the injunction is to search the scriptures, for then you'll have the Word of God in you to be able to send it out. And then the final one of giving, Acts 3 and 6 says, "Silver and gold have I none." Now this was Peter talking to a man who was lame on both his feet from his birth. And Peter said, and the man was looking for funds and alms, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he did. Suddenly his ankles had strength in them, and he got up and walked and leaped and praised God. So there's more ways than just handing out money to give. There's other ways to be a help to them spiritually or otherwise materially. Now those are the four things I wanted to address, but I have one other little aspect of it that is interesting, and that is that in Genesis, in the early part of Genesis, chapter 2, there are four rivers, and they come out of Eden. A river went out of Eden, and it parted and became four heads. And then there were four rivers that flowed from that, Pison, Gihon, Hiddekel, and Euphrates. Now, this is backwards to the way rivers normally flow. You start with little rivulets coming down from the hills, and they gradually merge and they gradually merge until you get great rivers finally flowing out to the sea. This is the opposite. This is one source turning into four different channels. And this is because it's from emanating from God. And it has been suggested by a writer that I was reading about, reading his words, he suggested that the four rivers could stand for four aspects of God, of God's work for us, that are these. First is election. That means we're chosen by God before the foundation of the earth. And the second is redemption, and that's the work of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. The third is sanctification. Now, that's a big word that simply means set apart for something. Set apart from something, set apart to something. And the from is from the world, and the to is to Christ. Set apart from the world to Christ. That's sanctification. Put it onto holy ground. And the fourth is eternal life. I should mention that the sanctification is by the Spirit of God. That's His work, the Holy Spirit. So up to now, we have three of these rivers. The first one is God's work in choosing us. The second is Christ's work in saving us. The third is the Holy Spirit's work in sanctification. And the fourth is eternal life. And the eternal life is the work of God through Christ. And so those are a suggestion of what those four rivers flowing from God suggest. So that's two aspects of four, the four square that I have here. I think the underlying thought about four is we have the four corners of the globe, it's so-called, and the four directions of the wind and so on. It suggests a substantial solid, like you take a table like this, four legs, that makes it very solid. And so that's why there's these four things, but the basis of it always is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the message, but I want to go back to Matthew 5:16, which says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, not to glorify you." Don't get the idea that you do this good stuff in order to feel good, stand proud. No, it's in order that you glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's the purpose in it. So let's pray. Now, I understand if we have a little faith, there will probably be some refreshments back there. And so I'm asked to give thanks for them in anticipation.